It's time to clean up downtown once again, and Tiffany Robinson, Director of Creative Strategies at River City, joined me to invite you to be a part of Clean and Green. This is the third annual Downtown River City Cleanup, and what this does is ask for volunteers to get together, not just to spruce up the community, but to become more of a part of this community.
3 years ago, we set out to create the largest downtown cleanup that Chattanooga has seen yet, and we have each year topped that goal. Our partners in this endeavor is Volkswagen of Chattanooga, as well as CNE, Chattanooga Neighborhood Enterprise. Every year, we have set out through Clean and Green to clean up downtown by engaging more and more volunteers. Last year, we topped out at over 500 volunteers, and this year, our goal is 1,000 volunteers. But basically, we're asking the public to come out and form cleanup teams and to come out and clean the streets of downtown, to clean up downtown neighborhoods, to clean up the back alleyways that are throughout many of our downtown streets, remove graffiti, take on special projects like planting plants, create community gardens. We have a wide variety of things that are needed downtown, but ultimately the idea is to create a more beautiful and, through that process, a safer downtown.
Many people would argue that we have a fairly clean city downtown anyway. I know when I have visitors from out of town, the comment is often, everywhere you look, it's postcard perfect picture.
We are really lucky that our city is so engaged in keeping our city beautiful and clean. But this process and this program is really about getting the people that live here to really take notice of how every day they can help keep our city beautiful. I think that if you came out and volunteered, you would actually see that there are still some really rough spots and some clean needs for our downtown, specifically maybe with cigarette butts. And then we do have a graffiti problem, unfortunately. And we have found over the last couple years many areas that need attention when it comes to graffiti. And so we've really taken on that as a big initiative as well. This go around, we're actually going to be focusing more on planting. Our city does an excellent job. We're just trying to add to that.
In order to volunteer, you can sign up or form your own group. Mm-hmm. So maybe get your family or church group or organization you're involved with to come down together.
If you wanted to put together a team, we would love to know ahead of time to make sure we have all the supplies that you need for your cleanup project. So you're welcome to go to causeway.org and sign up on our cause page, which is causeway.org/cleanandgreen. Or you're welcome to give us a call at the River City office. That's 423-664-4828. If you just happen to show up the day of, we will absolutely put you to work and give you everything that you need. All of our volunteers also receive t-shirts. We have a breakfast party in the beginning with a band and a spirit team and lots of goodies just to get them pumped up and get ready for the day.
What areas of the city will be your primary focus?
Our primary focus is all of the downtown footprints. That's a pretty large footprint. It's everywhere from the North Shore all the way to Main Street and then Interstate 27 over to Central. And then we also touch on Alton Park, Highland Park neighborhood, all the South Side neighborhoods, and Orchard Knob too.
If you're part of a neighborhood association and your neighborhood is part of that footprint, can you volunteer specifically to work within your own neighborhood?
Yeah, absolutely. And then even if you're not a part of a downtown neighborhood, say you work for First Tennessee Bank, which they have had a great team for the last couple years. First Tennessee in particular, they say, I want to adopt an area. That's an example of people outside of the neighborhood associations adopting areas. We want this to be something that the public can own and really feel a connection to.
You provide all the cleaning materials.
We do. We provide all of it. We provide gloves, trash bags, graffiti remover, paint, scrubbies to scrub off any graffiti that you come across. We also have tools supplied by the Tool Barn outside of the United Way. And then the city partners with us on this event to help us pick up all the trash bags the volunteers fill from their respective districts.
Cleaning Green is from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday, April 6th. Hook up with your team over breakfast in Miller Plaza. Pick up your supplies and spend the morning working to make Chattanooga clean and green. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org to sign up or just show up Saturday morning. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.